Hey there, firm owners. I'm Ryan Lozanis, and you're listening to the Future Firm Accounting Podcast, the place where you'll get one actionable lesson each episode to help systematize your accounting firm so you can earn more while working less. Much of what I do with Future Firm is to show you what to do when it comes to running a successful firm. But a lot of what I do is also about showing you what not to do as well so that you can avoid some common mistakes that firm owners make. Today's episode will focus on 5 naive mistakes I made as a firm owner and explain what I should have done instead. So let's get into it. Firstly, I think I underestimated just how hard running a business would be, especially as a first-time business owner. I knew I was jumping into the unknown, but I don't think I realized just how confusing the entire process was going to be. Other than surrounding yourself with people who have gone through the journey that you want to be going on and tapping into a support network, I don't think there's much else you can do at that stage of the game if you're literally starting out. The second thing I was quite naive about was that I thought it was possible to automate the sales process. Very early on, I was very interested in maximizing efficiency in my business. My first website, as an example, included 3 fixed price packages where clients would be able to select the package they wanted and immediately enter their credit card details and sign up on the spot. Keep in mind that this was more than 10 years ago when I implemented this idea. I was really interested in the website acting like an e-commerce website. And when the first few sales came through, I thought it was genius that I was able to land new clients without even speaking to them. But as mentioned, I was naive. First off, I was landing low quality clients that were selecting the base plan and who had a bunch of problems that I was inheriting. Plus, they were not the exact type of personality that I wanted as clients either. When I educated myself on pricing and sales, I understood that a longer, less automated, less efficient sales process actually resulted in landing better clients at better prices. So when it comes to sales and pricing, effectiveness and efficiency are typically at odds. Some of the best firms I know have the longest and most inefficient sales process around. The third naive mistake I made as a firm owner was thinking that hiring would be easy. When I started, I thought that everyone wanted a job. So all I'd need to do was hastily put together a job post and I'd get a ton of high quality candidates applying. But boy, was I wrong. For the most part, it was crickets. And in fact, I had to literally scrounge to find people. I even had to hire expensive recruiters in the early days, which wasn't kind to my cash flow. I realized later on that attracting quality talent was a sales process and that I needed to do a better job of convincing quality candidates to apply. And this sales process started with improving my job posting. Fourth, I was naive to think that I would automatically gain freedom once I became a business owner. I became a business owner to be in control of my own destiny, but I very quickly realized that owning a business negatively impacted the amount of freedom I had. I had clients and a team that relied on me, and for the most part, even though you are the boss, you're actually at the bottom of the totem pole. I realized later on that it takes a bit of time in order to implement a structure that allows you to generate the freedom you're looking for from your business and that it doesn't happen automatically. And then the last thing that I was pretty naive about was that I could just figure everything out myself and that things would be better if I do it myself. This point is two-pronged. First, it has to do with holding on to things that I shouldn't have held on to. Basically, this has to do with better delegation. I thought that only myself would be able to handle certain things up to a certain standard. But I later learned that with proper delegation, you can delegate almost everything. I discussed delegating better in episode 139 of this podcast, and the other point is about trying to think that I could figure everything out on my own. And truthfully, I pretty much did with my firm. But it took me way longer than it should have. When I started Future Firm, this was my second business and I was a lot wiser this time around. Instead of figuring everything out on my own, I just found someone that did what I wanted to do and got coached by them. As a result, I was able to move a lot faster and cut through many costly mistakes. So there you have it, 5 naive mistakes I made as a firm owner. If you're able to recognize at least one of these mistakes in your firm and correct course, I'll have done my job. Hopefully that helps. And if you're looking for help when it comes to unlocking freedom and flexibility in your firm, then you'll want to check out my Future Firm Accelerate online coaching program. You'll get step-by-step, self-paced training on how to quickly systematize your firm so that you can earn more while working less. You'll get coaching whenever you need more help, and you'll join a community of 750 plus modern firm owners who are all helping each other out. For more info, just head on over to www.futurefirmaccelerate.com. So that's all for today. Hope you found today's episode helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.